Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips.
You know I love you.
I love you too.
I'm not a princess. This ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one who'll sweep off her feet. Lead her up the stairwell. This ain't Hollywood. This is a small town. I was a dreamer before you.
I know what the hell we've been doing the last few years. Above all others, you belong with me.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
Daytime after dark. Before I get this crazy solo of mine started, and you know, mine solo is always crazy. I only in my dreams. That was for my sister Stacy. She's having her birthday tomorrow, and I just want to say happy birthday. I love you. Thank you so much for giving me two little. A niece and a nephew. Thank you so much for letting me be born. I mean, thank you so much for letting me be in the room when Zoe was born. Thank you for taking my first Debbie Gibson concert and, you know, taking me in the movies and helping me get ready for Zanine's wedding. And thank you for letting me be the maid of honor at your wedding. And I hope you have a great birthday tomorrow. Don't worry, I will be calling you. And I love you, and I just want to say happy birthday. So whenever you listen to this, happy birthday, States. I love you. And so before we start this crazy show, I would like to do another dedication to the worst fan base in the world, meaning Jason and Sam. Here it goes.
I remember when we broke up the first time, saying this is it, I've had enough. 'Cause like we hadn't seen each other in a month when you said you needed space. What? Then you come around again and say, baby, I miss you and I swear I'm gonna change. Trust me, remember how that lasted for a day? I say I hate you, we break up, you call me, I love you.
Okay, people, I know I only have 90 minutes. I could say that song over and over. I want to make a couple announcements before I bring on my phone, people. And hi, everyone in the room. Hey, Brianna. Hey, Carrie. Hey, Sargo. Hey, everyone. This is Carly, Daytime After Dark. Maybe I should say my name to Daytime After Drunk. But I'm kidding with that, people. Okay, I have a few announcements, like I said. Then I will bring people on. If you guys missed YNO or B&B today, don't freak out. Really? You know why, people? The U.S. Open was on. Yeah, the U.S. Open. Boo! 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 Okay, got that out of my system. My next announcement, I'm very happy to finally announce to you guys, Monday night, September 24th, Michael Damian and I will be doing an interview. I'm pretty sure he will be taking fan calls, but Michael Damian, why not? My love for Danny goes back 20 years, people. I think I loved Danny before I knew of Spinelli. But don't worry, Bradford, my love for you is still there, so don't freak out. So I cannot wait for that. And then on the 27th of September, we will be having my 3-year anniversary on air. And I'm trying to get surprises up my little tricky for that show. 3 years. Wow. Wow. You know, maybe I will be as popular as Kim Kardashian, you know, without the sex tape, people. And let's see. My other announcement is, don't forget the Zeno Hospital is going to be at 1 p.m. on Monday. Make sure your TiVo is recognizing it. And you know, so yeah, make sure your TiVo recognizes it. Even though it's stupidly on the same friggin' time as Days of Our Life here. Carly, let that go. Okay, so, yeah, and yay, the 8th one out early on Monday. Always be true, it's not yay here. The weekend cannot go, well, that's true, the weekend cannot go fast enough. It'd be really nice if Sam and Carl just died and go, boom! Okay. I will be lying people on. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Carly. How are you?
I'm hot. It's like still 89 degrees here, and I'm hot, and you guys better think I'm, oh, it's 80 degrees. People, it's 80 degrees at 7 o'clock in Seattle. So I don't want to ever hear people say, oh, we have a rain suit. No, it's hot. And I am going to like on Silo. Hello, Silo.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Silo.
Hi, Kathy, Carly, and everyone in the room. Carrie, always,
Carrie?
Brandy.
Carrie, okay, Carrie, why are you in the room and on the phone line? Huh? I smell conspiracy. I smell second in command. I smell get your butt on the phone smell, that little thing. Okay. Yeah, but no. Okay, so, Silo, you knew about Y and all. Silo, you knew about Y and all, and B&B was on today, right?
Y&R was not on here.
Nope, and B&B wasn't.
Right.
Yeah, because of U.S. Open.
And I forgot, I didn't know, I said, I thought my DVR didn't record B&B, I was all upset.
Yeah,
no,
I had to calm her down. I'm like, you did
Callie,
not
have to tell me.
I'm like, you did not miss anything.
I watched Days of Our Lives. I'm sorry, Carly, I saw no redeeming value, but it was only one episode.
It was a terrible episode. It was really bad today. It was bad today. There was nothing happening.
Yeah, you know what? It was a bad. I mean, I haven't watched it yet. I did watch the 8th. Well, Colby fast forwarded a lot of the 8th just because I wanted my Jason and Liz the little time, and I wanted to blow Sam up. That's what kind of mood I was in. And, you know, Jerry needs to die, and I don't care what anyone else thinks. Jerry needs to die like Erin died. God, when Erin died, I clapped. I did not cry. Clapped. You know, I'm like, yes, the bastard is dead. You know, and I thought it was a really good show this week. I was intrigued. I was loving it. We have another call. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, you did.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi,
Carrie.
You know, you decided to join my crazy little wood.
That's
But, Carrie, you're always late. But, you know, if you just bring little stuff, tomatoes, that you stuffed peppers you were talking about the other day over to me, all can be forgiven, people. I think Carrie is like the number one cook. She impresses me with the whole cooking thing because I burn stuff, you know. So, yes.
Just remember, Carly, if she mailed them to you cooked, they're probably going to be pretty gross when they get to
you. I know. Okay, Carrie, I'm getting a private jet. Say and I'm going to be dragging you, and then you'll be fine on the airplane. Oh, hi, Delayed. Hi, Delayed.
Hi, Delayed.
Silo, yeah, loving the Zeri stuff. Yeah, I am too. I'm excited for Monday because there are guns, action, and tune Colby on whenever they're shooting. You know, okay, that's probably weird, but I don't care. It's my show. I'm excited for Monday. So who wants to sleep the whole weekend away? Me!
Not me.
Because
last weekend was so long.
Oh, my God. Okay. By Saturday, I was thinking it was going slow. You know, it was going so slow last weekend. I mean,
Well, there wasn't anything good on TV to keep me occupied.
No, there wasn't.
It was just like, dang.
Oh, for people that don't know, the Standing Up to Cancel thing on is on tonight. I just thought I might mention that because I'm recording.
It's over here.
Here it's not. Oh, Delay, we're calling in a few minutes. Okay, Delay, you're on Colby's good list now. Liaison Radio is having a show tonight at 8:30. Liaison Miami gets a surprise appearance on here, but I told her in last you know, a lot of help, but, you know, is about so heal, I will have a very good nap. So far, later on, you can have your little nap for more than a little time. Later on, we're tired, so, we have a different call. We have another call. Block number, you are male.
Hey, Carly, this is Alva.
Hi, Alva.
Hi, Alva. Hey, y'all.
Alva, so where are you this week? Are you in Chicago or California?
California.
Okay, are you in the hot weather? It's 80 degrees here.
It's hot here.
Yeah. And did you feel that earthquake last night? They said LA was supposed to have like a 3.0.
Really? I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah, well.
No, I was working, so I didn't feel a thing.
It was like an earthquake, and it was like a 3.3.
It was like a 3.5.
That's why. It's pretty. I was in one, never knew it. When I lived in California, I never knew it.
I know this is going to tell me.
I was in school.
I know this is going to sound weird. I just want to feel like a big, I mean, not a big. We had a 7.1 here, and that was big, but so I never felt like an 8. Yeah, it was. Yeah. I never be outside doing an earthquake, you guys. Can you? Because you feel like the earth is going to suck you up. And it's not a nice feeling. It's almost like the earth should be, you know, sucking, killing Monica.
Isn't it safer to be outside than in a structure that might fall?
Probably. I think people should be in their bathrooms during a tornado. That's my new.
That's the only place I can go. I don't have a basement, so.
Maybe we should be a silo basement just for silo safety. I'm sorry. Always be true.
Restart her page.
I tweeted about stand up to cancer. My grandma died from cancer after almost 10 years battling 3 different. I am so sorry. That is horrible. And so I'm just recording it because I know it's a good thing, and Taylor Swift is on it, and Tim McGraw is on there. So, yes. But no, I'm thinking that this week's show is good. I'm enjoying it. I think this week was really good. I just want to say Monday, people, come on. I know we were on a stupid holiday, but come on. Give us a brand new episode. Monday was more boring than Sunday.
I won't comment. This week was okay to a certain point.
Till Thursday.
I didn't watch.
Was not good for me.
Exactly. I was not thrilled.
Yeah, I was like, oh, is this it? It was kind of dull.
Yeah.
Well, and now they're going to have Jason and Liz go try and track down her kid.
First of all, they never said they would track down the baby. Oh, he's just catching on that something's wrong in Denmark. I really think John's going to be the one to make the connection, because let's not forget, John saw the baby. Jason never did.
Right. I think it's going to be John.
It's not going to, he may start digging and ask questions, but I don't think he's physically going to go get that child.
Exactly.
No, I think it's John.
You guys, 562, you on the air. 562, you on the air?
Hello?
You on the air, yep.
Hello?
Who is that?
No, I don't know what we're talking about right now. I kind of just...
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we are. We are talking about...
Why do I give Earth to Dance on the Soon?
Yeah, we are talking about how bullying through dances or what. Oh, and 760, you're on the air.
Oh, I didn't even watch it. I did not
Hello.
I pressed the fast forward button on there.
Yeah, you were saying things funny, Carol. That's why people were laughing.
What did I say that was funny?
The fast forward button?
Oh,
yeah. Something like that.
I could not. I'm sorry, but even though it was like a montage of their relationship, it was kind of like the end of it, I couldn't watch it. I just couldn't.
Yeah, that Thursday, I didn't watch it either, so.
I didn't.
Who cares? I didn't even care about Thursday.
I just don't understand why Ron and them think that that's important. I just don't.
Know. Okay, they've already were broken up. Why do they need to do something like, I think we as liaison staff deserve something like that, more of a montage.
Screw the montage. I want the next 2 months.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like we deserve it, not them.
You name my nail. I'm not even going to bring up, you know, it's a nice little call that we called in that had the first thing that no one likes right now. So you're on the air with us.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Sorry,
you know, I had to do it in that way because I'm protecting
Catherine.
See, that is better than, you know, so, but no, I think.
I hear the wind or something.
Yeah, I do too.
Like, huh? Do you
have the window open?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
Okay, is someone's window open?
No, I'm in my car, but I don't have the window open.
That's weird.
Is she driving?
Yes.
But I don't have it. I have it on my lap, the speaker. It's on speaker.
So Monday, people, I think it's going to be one of the shows where it's going to be good. Just remember, people, make sure your TiVo has it recorded at the right time. And, you know, and that's not to welcome Katie Cook into ABC.
Oh, that's right, huh? The time change. Shit, man. It's at 1 o'clock. Damn it.
Yes.
You know what?
It is.
It's been at 2 o'clock. As long as I've been watching soap operas, it's been at 2 o'clock all the time.
Oh, my God. Carrie, you are so funny in the room. Oh, my God. You guys are all funny. I cannot wait. I want to see Billy dead for the slime he is.
What was that?
Carrie, what are you doing?
I'm not doing anything.
Okay. Okay, I'm in the mood for a Big Mac. Carrie, you're never in the bad mood for a Big Mac. Hi, Rachel. Rachel, call. It's crazy night.
Oh, God, that sounds good right now is McDonald's.
Oh, God.
That sounds, like, really good right now. But then I promised my mom I'd get my dad Yoshinoya tonight, so.
So why? Lie. When did you lie?
I'll go to your that Big Mac sound is good right now. Especially with the cops, with reality, with all the stress I've been under lately with this life, you know?
Well, you guys, I really enjoyed the liaison scene this week. I think they were really good.
Can I just say one thing about the scene? Now, that's why I fell in love with him in the first place. He just had that. The that when you look at each other, the natural chemistry, it's not forced. It's just there. It's hard to describe, to put in words.
Okay, but wait a second, guys. How many of you laughed at the Steve scenes yesterday during the What If scene?
Me!
How many of you laughed at Steve's reactions yesterday?
I did.
I didn't, unfortunately.
I couldn't get through it.
What was funny?
Well, I know a lot of you don't want to like see it, but you really should see it because of the reactions that Jason had during those scenes. Some of them were just so funny and so hilarious that I just burst out laughing.
Oh.
Yep. I was too, Kat. I was laughing. I was just like, okay.
Charlie, what did you think about that scene where he was in the hospital beside Sam going through the labor and he grabbed that handful of ice and stuck it in his mouth? That was hilarious. Like, oh my God.
I was laughing and, I'm like, okay, this is his little dream. And I'm like, in her little dreams, he had Maxie and Spinelli kissing each other with Sam, your psychotic bitch, but no one's supposed to be kissing Spinelli but me.
But I really liked today's show when she took the blame for her baby dying.
Yep.
Yes, it is about time she step up and take the blame for being stupid.
Yeah.
For walking out into a storm. I don't care how dizzy you are. Why would you walk into a storm? She was stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
There's some noise on the phone.
Does anyone hear? Carol, can you call back in? I think it's you.
What? Do you hear? No, might be my phone.
No, I hear something too.
I don't hear nothing, Kathy. I think it's you. I think you're hearing things.
Is that right,
okay.
Carrie?
I don't hear anything. What did you hear?
No,
I can't hear people talking.
I got to go anyway, so I'll try to call back.
Somebody's
later.
In their car at the drive-thru.
Okay, well, call back in later.
Okay,
so,
if I don't call back, I'll talk to you later.
So.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, no, I was cracking up. I loved everything, and when he went to go call Carly and tell about the baby, I'm like, okay, Sam, in your reality, Carly would not be happy for you.
It wasn't her. I still hear it.
Okay.
I don't hear anything now.
Kathy, I didn't hear anything. It's good, Kathy. It's all good.
It might be my phone.
No.
Now it's all right.
But I was enjoying when he caught Erin and... I lost another follower, you guys, on Trudeau. I'm in good on Trudeau, people. I haven't pissed a lot of people off lately. I think this week has been really, really good. And, I've enjoyed it. I really have enjoyed VH.
It up until Thursday, and then it kind of, Friday was a bomb to me, kind of. It didn't keep me in tune. I want to know why they keep their coats on when they're all sweating their guts out having the fever.
I know.
I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking the exact thing.
I know.
They all
I'm like, what the hell
on.
Are you men doing? You're right. Johnny didn't. And John left his coat off, and,
But Sonny didn't.
No,
Sonny had his coat on.
Jack had his green coat on.
Todd had his coat on.
It was just nuts. I'm like, are you kidding me? At least even what's his face put water on his shirt, so he looked like he was sweating.
I know.
It was all in the upper half.
I know.
Threw a glass of water on him.
Guys, at times like this, when the men have to take their shirt off, just leave them off.
Exactly.
You got the fever, just take the shirts off and leave them off.
You know, I was enjoying the whole week because, you know, it was, you know, good, and, you know, I'm going to watch the Erin and Jason and listen again because the way he protected her, the way everything, it was just, you know, really.
Oh, yeah, it was good. Except I was ready to shoot Ewan myself because it was taking too long. I'm like, Steve, take the shot. And that's the backfire. You won't hit Liz.
I have to say, Nathan Butler did good, though. I'll give him
that.
He did good.
He did. Yeah. I thought he did a great job. I thought his acting was excellent.
Yeah, because he was acting all crazy.
Who's watching TV?
I'm hearing something. Is it my phone?
Who called in on the block number?
Me. And I am watching TV.
Okay.
I'm hearing a TV show or something. It's not my phone. It's not my phone.
Nope, it's not, Kathy. It's not you.
I said I was watching TV.
So, Kathy, didn't you love that, you know, we got some, you know, funny little moments with Carly this week alone, you know? All I got to say is, people,
my thing is, why wasn't Carly with Jocelyn?
Yeah, I wondered that, too.
Because she made that little statement of, oh, my baby's going to be an orphan in such time. And I'm like, okay, now why don't you spend all the time with your baby?
I have to say, I agree with that, or whatever. I have to say I agree with that. In the scenes she was with Johnny, I'm saying, why isn't she home with Jocelyn? But then today, when I was watching Alexis, I was saying the only mother that's home with her kids is Alexis.
Yeah.
Alexis was the only, because Alexis made a point. She was concerned about being home with her child. Out of all of them, and I'm talking men and women and whoever, nobody was home with their kids.
Nope.
Nobody was home. And there's other mothers on the show, too. And nobody was home with their kids. They were all more concerned with being with the people that they love, their significant others or the people or whatever. They were all concerned with being with someone else.
Patrick had an excuse because he's a doctor and he was working on the anti-serum.
If this was reality, you would see some scenes with Patrick at least going to see Emma. You think you have 24 hours to die?
Well, yeah, but I guess I do make the distinction because he's a doctor trying to save lives rather than just sitting up in the hotel with, with nothing to do. I mean, Patrick is trying to, he's the only one that really can try to get the antidote and decipher Robin's notes.
Right, it's true, but the whole thing comes down to soaps aren't reality.
Well, no, but
you know why? You know why? I mean, and Carly defends.
But really, Kathy, in reality, that's what Patrick would be doing. He really would.
Yeah, in reality,
he really would have become those type of people. I agree, Patrick.
I agree, Patrick was where he was supposed to be. He was where he was needed. He was where he was needed. But when I saw Alexis today, I know she's a lawyer. She doesn't have to be anywhere. But when I saw Alexis with her child, I was thinking, well, she's the only one that really was with her child today. That's where she thought she should be. I think Kylie should have been with Jocelyn. I definitely think instead of being with
Johnny. Well, yeah, because Jax couldn't be because it's his brother that's waiting for his money.
No, I agree.
I mean, I understand some of them, but I don't think,
let me be blunt. And like I said, Kylie was with Johnny. Patrick's trying to save life. Therein lies the difference.
No, I agree. I think Kylie should have been with Jocelyn. She just had the scare of her life with her almost dying. Because, you know,
in the grand scheme of things, she could have had her cake and eat it too. Have Johnny go to the house with her. She had no problem shacking up with Johnny in her house any other time. Bring Johnny to the house with Jocelyn.
When they were on the boat, when they were at the Haunted Spa, I think they were at the Haunted Spa, am I correct?
Yeah, maybe that's where they were. They were at the Haunted Spa.
She should have been home with Jocelyn at that point.
Johnny could have been at the house with both of them.
I find it so funny that everyone wants to diss on Carly about this, but no one is saying, oh, anyone else would have been home. It's really, really funny.
Yes, they are saying the same. Yes, they are, Carly.
That's
what Kathy said. Everybody else wasn't at home with their child, only Alexis. That's what Kathy
said.
Okay,
you know what? Okay, if you are allowed to find a really bad psycho, okay, and this psycho had everyone in hospice, I'm sorry.
Okay, wait a minute. Sonny's got Morgan, Dante, Christina, and Christina's out of town. Michael's out of town.
Michael.
Dante's a cop. Morgan's at boarding school.
Sonny's in Las Vegas.
But bottom line, Sonny couldn't be with his kids other than Dante, which he's a cop trying to do his job. So he called Dante. We can take Sonny out of the equation.
And Dante's an adult.
Dante's an adult. Okay, let's go down to Todd. Todd's daughter's out of town. Jax is trying to stop his crazy-ass brother. Liz's kids are out of town. The only two people that are in question are Patrick and...
Where are Liz's kids?
They're with their grandmother. So the only two people that, correct me if I'm wrong, that could be with their kids right now are Carly and Patrick. And I just said the difference. Patrick's a doctor. She could have been with Johnny at her house with Jocelyn. That's my only point. She didn't have to choose. Bring Johnny over to the house.
Where's Audrey supposed to live?
She's got the kids on vacation in Disneyland and Disney World or some shit, Liz said.
Yeah, I missed that.
Audrey took them on vacation.
I missed that.
733, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey. I just had to call in to kind of defend it a little bit. Well, Jocelyn is the only child that is safe from dying and being sick, so she pretty much doesn't have to be.
Carly's about to die. She's got 48 hours
left. No, but it's not all about Jocelyn.
It's about Carly
with her baby.
Carly just said, my daddy's about to be an orphan in 48 hours, so go spend those last 48 hours with your daughter. We're not saying Jocelyn's going to die. Carly's about to die.
Yeah, I can see your point, but I see Carly's point, too. I kind of see both sides the way you look at it, because technically you could say that about Elizabeth, too, because she could be calling her grandmother.
Liz's kids are nowhere to be. Liz can't see her kids. They're out of town.
No, I know they're out of town, but I'm saying, wouldn't she want to say goodbye to her children, too?
Well, she's probably waiting until it's the very last thing, and then she'll probably talk to them.
I thought of that, too, with Liz and her kids, too.
She's going to make a phone call. We're talking about physically spending time with your loved ones.
Well, I'd want to be with my daughter.
With me as a mother.
And let's not forget, screw
everybody. I'm going to spend my time with my daughter.
When she was being held, all she could talk about was her kids. And secondly, Carly's the one that uttered the words, my daughter's about to be an orphan. She's the one that uttered those words.
She did say that.
No, I understand that. I just feel like the writers basically screwed up that point, though, because they want Carly to be involved in the takedown of Jerry because they want her to have airtime with Jax and Johnny and Todd and Carly.
Well, I mean, but
in
that instance, so we can blame the writers on everything. The writers are the ones that write every word. Then in that case, we have to give Sam McCall a pass on everything because the writers put the words in her mouth.
But when is Carly people gonna go after her?
I don't like Carly, and I admit it, I don't like her, but she was the one that said she should have been, that Jocelyn was gonna be an orphan. Nobody else brought up their kids.
You know,
but
it's
her.
So funny that the men get
she
could
have been with Jocelyn until they called her for that money. Once they called her for that money, then I could see why she would leave Jocelyn to get the money so they could.
The men don't get a pass. I just explained it. The men, Todd's daughter's out of town. Sonny's kids are all accounted for. Who else? Jax is going after his brother. What man is getting a pass?
Well, okay, yeah. Jax, okay. Yeah, and Jax's brother, but maybe he should be with his daughter, too.
Well, I thought they wrote Sonny, at least Sonny. Sonny didn't call Dante for any other reason but to see if he was okay. Did you notice
right.
that today?
Right.
Sonny
right.
called Dante not because he wanted something to do with Jerry. It had nothing to do with Jerry. He wanted to see if Dante was
right.
okay. At least that's what I took from it.
I did, too.
Did you
and
feel
I think
that way?
Jack
he
probably
called Dante
called.
As a son.
I don't know. I see all of your ladies' point of views in completely different fashions. I just feel with the show being as fast-paced as it is now, they're not showing every little second and glimpse. And it was a much more important to have Carly having scenes with Jax and Jerry while they're still on the
she
show.
Wasn't wait, time out. She wasn't having scenes with Jax and Jerry. She was with Johnny.
But she's involved in the whole storyline with all the guys. So Carson fans get a little bit, Carjack fans get a little bit, Todd and Carly fans get a little bit, Car John fans get a little bit. She's having scenes with all the main men in her life.
I can see the day today and when she was with them outside, the whole bit, that whole thing.
Actually,
no,
wait a minute. Why is she even there now? Why, she can give over the money.
I know, she doesn't
actually, wait,
need
wait
to
a
be
minute,
there.
Wait a minute, let's rewind a minute. Actually, why put herself in danger? She should hand over the money to Todd or whomever and go home and be with your daughter. Why? What is she going to do with Jerry Jax?
If I was calling, punch him in the ball.
It would have been nice to
see
all the men, you know, do what they should be doing, protecting the, you know, women. It's like, yeah, what is really, now that you mention it, what is Carly doing there? She doesn't have no money. It's Jack's money.
Carly could take care of herself and be the sit-down and Jerry. Why can Carly get a little piece of Jerry and knock him
she's
to
not,
the ground?
She's not going to touch him.
I'm so secret after one of them gets a hold of him and let Carly...
But let's be real here. In all honesty, there is a better place that she should be right now.
Yeah,
I understand that she should be, but it's part of the umbrella story to have all the main characters involved in this location shoot. That's why Alexis was taken by Jerry. That's why. What is the point of Lulu showing up with Dante on Monday or Tuesday's episode? Like, they're just trying to involve everybody.
Because that's her husband, and they're about to die.
But that's okay.
Wait a minute. Lulu doesn't have a kid at home.
Okay,
right.
You know what? The kid, okay, Jocelyn is with the nanny. And I'm sorry, but if Jax is okay about leaving his daughter, then what Carly is doing, I'm okay with.
Lulu, you can't put Lulu into this because she doesn't have a kid at home. She can ride on Dante's back all around Port Charles if she wants. She doesn't have a kid at home.
I'm just saying the point of them being there is to see the umbrella story of everybody being on the location shoot to make the story more impactful and more action.
Yeah,
I'm only saying that it's just the umbrella thing. I understand what you're saying.
But the umbrella doesn't have a
purpose there, but I understand what you're saying. Is that she's there because they want everybody there.
Yeah.
Why, I don't understand, but
no,
anyway,
no,
yeah.
No, it's not
I mean, yes,
I agree with
episode,
you all.
It was just, just garbage.
No, wait a minute. Actually, I do know why she's there, because she's been involved in some way, shape, or form with every man that's sitting up over there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Of course, we have to have her over there, because Sonny and her need a last roll in the hay before they die, of course.
No.
That's not fair.
Excuse me. Fair.
Wow.
My mind did go there when they had their moment today, though.
Uh-huh.
I know. I think most of us did. It's like, no.
I know.
But I liked that moment today. I thought that was good.
I loved it.
Hey, look, I don't even hate Carly, but look, I'm going to tell you one thing right now. Just because I don't hate Carly doesn't mean I'll point out anybody's flaws. Liz's, Carly's, Alexis's, anybody's. When you say
yeah,
your is about
bye,
to be
everyone. Bye, everyone always dumps on her fucking ass. Every time, man. I'm surprised that Carly Rubble on the phone would go on you guys' side. That's I'm surprised with tonight. Catherine,
I liked her and Sunny's thing, too. I thought that was nice.
I'm glad you sent
Morgan away. He gave her a compliment.
But yeah, finally it wasn't about his ego. He finally acknowledged she did something right.
Right, yeah. And that's what he said. He was happy that she did what she did.
That was one of my favorite scenes today, because
I didn't like the show today, but I liked that scene. Yeah, I love the Carson scene today, but me personally, as an ex-Carson fan, Laura Wright, to me, and Maurice Bernard don't have the same chemistry as Carson for me as Tamara Braun did and Sunny.
I disagree. I thought their chemistry is the greatest,
the best.
I like
her better with Jax or anybody else.
I'm not the
original Carly and Sonny fan.
That's what I'm saying. I'd rather Sarah Joy Brown or Tamara Braun with Sonny because than Laura Wright. Laura Wright looks better with the taller guys or the manlier guys because Maurice is a very small guy.
I disagree. I love you, Amanda, but I disagree with you because... I thought they had the best one. I still the chemistry. I mean, I want to see another. More of the hay in the limo. Why not?
I want to see Carly and Jack go at it.
Yeah,
Jack
too.
Catherine Colby, you were trying to ask me something. Yeah. Okay. You said to anyone with the SOD. About Vaison. Okay, are we talking the ABC soaps in depth or the Soap Opera Digest?
Soap Opera Digest.
How about the kids?
With cover, with slow.
I don't know. With... I haven't actually seen the cover, but I just read the article from Twitter. Somebody posted the article on Twitter with the picture.
If it's this week, I haven't read it yet because...
Can you post the Twitter link?
Yep. Hang on.
Thank you.
Yep.
Twitter.
Yeah, because if it was, you know, AB Soaps in depth, remember people, we hate that guy and we hate that magazine, and his magazine is crap, and he blocked me so I can say whatever I want about him, and... His magazine is crap. I did go out and buy the Soap Opera Digest today. But I will never buy the ABC Soaps in depth because
Callie, I think he blocked me too.
Awesome. Hey.
I don't even care. I don't know if he blocked me or not. I don't care because. You know, I just read what he tweets and go on.
I know, but I said a couple of things, and they got Carly in trouble, which I'm not surprised I got in trouble.
I just noticed I don't see them on my timeline anymore. So
I bet he blocked you.
I'm not sure. I don't see it anymore on my timeline.
Ladies, I have a question for you because I posted this question the other day, but I didn't get much responses. Out of Carly's old men, Jason, Jack, Sonny, Which one did you like her with the most?
Sunny.
Jax.
Sunny.
Okay.
And if Blaze on Radio was here, she would say Sunny too. So
we're still outnumbering you. So
Well,
I know they don't all agree with me.
And now, out of the three possible new men that were kind of teased at, Todd, Johnny, or Sean?
Sean
or Carly?
Yes.
Carly? Yeah, they had that going on for a little bit.
Todd.
Well, say them
if
again.
If I had to pick
Todd, Johnny, Sean.
Johnny.
Todd or John. Todd.
Sean or Johnny.
I think her and Sean could have had.
Yeah, I thought they were kind of hot together.
Yeah, I think
they
could have.
They
didn't really give
them
a chance. They didn't really give them a chance. I like her with Johnny, but I don't think it's going to last.
I like the hotness that was going on with her and Sean when they
were
flirting.
I just think
really
fun. Yeah, it's really weird for me because I like the heartfelt scenes and moments with Johnny and Carly. But then I love that fun, quirky stuff with Todd, but
me
then
too.
I kind of like that just sexy wild side.
Well, see, I like her and Todd
so,
as a friend.
Yeah,
I like them
friends.
As a friend because he, you know, he has that. But romantic,
right.
I just don't see Todd romantically, and that's with any woman. I wouldn't want to put Carly with that. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna say Todd or Sean.
Thank you for
saying
that.
Amanda, that was the most beautiful pixel ever. You did a great job.
I posted so many and nobody's seeing them. I'm getting so mad because I keep posting them every day.
Well, you know what? Whenever you do like late long stuff, just post it to late long and I, and we will retweet for you. We will always repeat. Okay. They've gone Oracle.
What?
Way back me up, Amanda. Come in and defend Carly.
Hey, I said I agree with both sides. I'm just saying I see where they were coming from, putting her with all those guys, because I love the Carson scene.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But no, Amanda, if you ever need Maison and I to retrieve the Maison stuff for you, we will.
It's getting me angry because I'm posting so much Maison stuff, and only you and Christy really are, like, the ones that follow me that are, like, hardcore Maison fans.
Well,
the rest seem to be Jason fans, so they get a lot of retweets when I
do well,
stuff about
them. Well, you know
them,
what?
Amanda, I don't really Twitter a whole lot. I go
no,
in sometimes when I'm on the show.
But,
when I'm watching the show, I might go on, but normally I don't.
But Kathy.
What?
But Kathy does Twitter sometimes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I feel, because you know me, Carly. I know you guys
hate
certain people. I'm not even going to say the names again. But I take pictures of all of GH and post all the creations, all characters, all couples, because I have followers that follow all of the couples, not just the group. So I tweet all of
you
them
mean
out,
the
and
best
I feel like
couple.
Lately... I feel
you
like
mean the best couple ever was...
Wait, Carly, I can't hear what she's saying.
I feel like lately only certain groups have been retweeting because, like, you and Liaison are the only ones that really follow me that are hardcore Liaison fans. So it's like J-Sam and Carson, every other GH character gets retweeted galore, and then the ones that I do that are really beautiful for Steve and Becky, like, don't even go notice.
Well, I thought there was another talk show host that like Liaison. I must have been misunderstood.
You mean Jamie Giddens?
Oh, no. Somebody else. No, not him.
Oh.
I must have misunderstood that.
Ah, me
well,
too.
Well, radio.
So what, Amanda? What is your Twitter name?
Are you on the message board? It's the same as on here.
I got you. I just clicked in.
So, I mean, I have so many on my timeline, and if you are on the website version of Twitter and not your phone version of Twitter, you can go to profiles, recent images, and you can see all of them, too. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, I am already. I am following you. Okay.
I just joined you, Amanda.
You simply believe?
Yeah, simply believe, always be true, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to. I don't know if I follow you or not.
I don't know if I do either.
You guys, Alba or Kathy, you can go on later on in my Twitter and we follow her. If that's quicker for you guys, because we do follow her, so.
It's always be true?
Yep.
Boy, Carly, are you cutting out? Somebody's cutting out a lot.
Is it me?
No, I'm
hearing weird music in the background.
I'm hearing all kinds of noises. But I don't know if it's my phone. We had a bad thunderstorm. I don't know if it's my phone. I'm still hearing noises.
Well,
I'm
cutting
out, too, what Carrie was. I mean, not Carrie. Carly.
I think is this the weird weather we are having?
You're cutting out, too.
Yeah. I've been having storms, bad storms, for, like, the past week.
Yeah. I mean, I think with this stupid weather, the hotness that we are getting is being really, really, really stupid. So everyone now is following Amanda. Yay!
I mean, if you tweet me and tell me you follow me, I'll follow back. So, my Twitter is really hasn't updated my follows.
Okay,
and
you're all
cutting
now,
so
I'm gonna hang up.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry, though, try calling back in. I'm going to kill Blog Talk tonight, you guys.
Raylon
probably won't concede on Blog Talks, but Blog
okay,
Talk.
But talk
I think it's my
usually
phone.
Usually worse than Blog Talk.
I think I'm having trouble with my phone because I'm hearing. It wasn't Terry. I'm hearing all kinds of noises in my phone.
Okay, Kathy, why don't you call and try and call back in?
All right, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye. So, Carrie, are you looking forward to football? Sunday?
Absolutely.
Okay, I think we should start making bets on here about football. Because I won the Seahawks to take Arizona and kill them.
I don't think it was Kathy's phone either.
Okay, are you guys hearing? Because I'm not, but.
It sounds like somebody's trying to talk.
How is it now? Yeah, there. Blog Talk, I'm going to really, really hear you. So what is everyone thinking that Monday's going to look like?
I hope it's a little better than today.
I hope it's better than today, too, because today just didn't do it for me. It was a boring day today.
It was. Kathy, you're back on.
I'm back on.
I hear that talking too, Kathy.
I'm hearing.
Oh my God.
I think it might be the other one. I don't think it's you, Kath. It's not you, Pop. It's not you, Fenway Park.
Is that me, Fenway Park?
No.
Okay, who is 732?
Me?
Amanda?
Yeah?
I think it might be you.
No sound is by me. I'm not even by anything.
But it sounds like somebody. It sounds like someone's in a wind tunnel.
That's
hey,
Leyvon,
you're
right.
Here. Leyvon is here. Yeah.
I'm going to pick up my pizza.
Leyvon, Blog Talk is being bad to me tonight.
I hear a friggin' wind tunnel. And I
what was that?
She's in her car. That's probably why.
Yeah, Christy said she was going to pick up pizza.
It shouldn't be me. That's weird. I never had bad reception.
No, I think it's,
That's her. It's Christy.
No, but I heard it before Christy.
No, I think it's,
Everybody hang up and call back.
Okay.
I just did.
What I'm going to do then.
Yeah, Kathy can stay on because I don't think it was her.
Okay. Okay. I do not get why it's... okay, I do not get this. I do not get why it's doing this tonight. Leyvana,
are you muting me?
Me? No, well, I was like muting everyone for a second just to see who, what was causing the noise. But everyone and not me, everyone is like, okay, Kathy is... okay, you know what? I hate Blog Talk.
You're echoing a lot, too.
That's why I hate Blog Talk. Because on Wednesday night, someone told me that Blog Talk was having problems, and I think it's doing this again tonight to me. So they,
It's better right now for me.
Oh, yay,
Yeah, I'm here.
Where are you getting the pizza from?
Now it's bad again.
Fuck you, Blog Talk.
Good, I'm glad you said that, Anami. Okay, I guess.
It's not a, trust me, it's fucking Blog Talk.
It is Blog Talk.
Trust me, it's not a, trust me. It's
Carrie, I hope Carrie calls back in. We lost Carrie and Cyro and
I'm still here, Carly.
Yes.
I'm here. Alba, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Alba's here.
So what was the everyone find the article about the link to the Leyvon thing?
No, it's not clickable.
That's funny.
It's not, like when you click on it, it doesn't click. It's not a link.
Right.
But guys,
Jessica,
go to the name above it, Jessica Morocco at 1221. Go to the name above it. Look for her on Twitter, and she'll have it.
Okay. Go through her timeline.
Yeah.
And then
I'll be
right
back. I'm picking up my pizza. I'm gonna stay on the phone, but I won't say anything for a few minutes.
What kind of pizza are we getting?
Buffalo chicken.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, okay. Are we getting a small, medium, or large?
Well, the special is a large, and it's actually cheaper than a large by $2. So, getting a large $10 pizza.
Oh, that's good.
Hold on. I'll be back.
Kathy, maybe you should get takeout and get that. That sounds really good.
I've got a buffalo chicken calzone that was really good. We had sliced buffalo chicken sliced tonight for dinner for a cold cut. That was good.
What about you, Alba? With the hot weather, are you in the move for cold stuff or hot stuff or?
I usually like cold stuff when it's hot like this.
Oh, I've been eating ice cream. Like, ice cream is a good thing when it's so hot. Yeah.
I'm eating trail mix.
Okay, Amanda, you don't have to be so healthy, sweetheart.
Huh?
No, trail mix, I'm mentioning ice cream, I mean. Oh, and so I hear that you are going to go see Jen Lilly.
I hope so.
You are going to hang out with almost my favorite, well, probably my favorite person ever. And she knows it because you get to hang out with my favorite person ever, who protects me, who never yells at me, and who, by the way, I made a decision for you tonight.
Me?
Yes. Promise you won't be mad at me?
Uh-oh. What's going on?
Okay, so we got in a huge cozy argument, whatever. Everything's fine now. But Amanda was asking who we liked, and people were saying Zach and Carly. Well, you know how I feel about Sunny and Carly, and there was not enough votes, so I voted you for Sunny and Carly, too.
Oh, that's fine.
See, like I tell you, people, I can vote for Leighton, and she doesn't care, because she knows that... going to deliver half of the buffalo chicken to me.
I'm not huge one way or the other, but Sunny and Carly are kind of more epic than Jack and Carly anyway.
See?
I like Laura Wright with Ingo. I think...
Thank you.
I think Laura Wright and Ingo would just... They look really good together. They look good together. They act good together. And personally, Laura Wright likes Laura Wright with Ingo. So I think that makes it. Laura Wright said that on your show, Kylie.
I know, but since I love Laura Wright, I'm sorry.
Okay.
But
I think that's why they act so good together. Because personally, they kind of like hanging out together. So I think that comes over on their acting on the screen.
Well, no,
okay,
let
Amanda.
Let's ask Christy the next question we all answer.
They don't remember to pick who I picked.
Okay. out of the new guys, because the first question was about the old guys, out of the new guys, Sean, Todd, or Johnny, who would you want Carly with?
Sean, Todd, or who?
Or Johnny.
Oh.
Laura Wright.
Laura Wright.
Which Carly version did you like with Sunny than both?
Tamara.
Tamara.
I don't know if I can accurately say this one, because I've seen clips of every Carly, but I wasn't really watching back then, so I don't know if I should accurately answer that question.
Just go by what your favorite heart says.
Okay.
And remember, you co-host.
Though,
remember, you co-host.
Well, see, I'm supposed to say Laura Wright.
It's all Laura Wright, people.
So,
she said she's supposed to say.
But,
camera,
I mean,
camera.
People, I don't know. I mean, I thought they were all good except for the third one. The third one,
oh my God. Sorry. Sonny said in the magazine to not
the
go
third
after
one
her.
Is Tam, the third one is Tamara.
No, the third one is Jennifer.
The third one is Jennifer.
Yeah, no one likes Jennifer.
Oh,
no,
I forgot about
Jennifer.
Her. That's right. I'm sorry. I'm not even thinking of her. That one was so awful. No, the third one is terrible.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
no,
I
was sorry.
No, I literally... Jennifer out of their memory as far as...
You know, I literally threw up when she put her huge monkey hand on Sunny's face when she went to kiss him.
Oh, yeah, she was just bad.
You really threw up?
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Silo, you're on. Silo, you're on.
Okay.
Two.
I'm listening to you guys, but I wanted to try it again to see if I can at least listen to you guys. And
we have a new question. We have a new question.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
What?
Ask Silo the question.
What I just asked?
Yeah, Shiloh's on now.
Okay. Shiloh, out of all four different recasts of Carly, from Sarah Joy Brown, the original, to Tamara, to Jennifer, the heinous one, to Laura Wright, which version of Carly did you like better with Sunny Marie Bernard?
Oh, right.
Sarah.
You like Sarah?
Sarah.
Wait, yeah, I watched her from the beginning when she hit the canvas and that whole thing. So I'm a Sarah fan. And
I
then
thought,
I would
I,
pick. See,
I really
didn't think Jennifer was that bad. She needed to make the part hers, and she never really got it. Just as she was getting into the swing of the part, they took her off. Cause everybody
I didn't like
no,
her
I didn't, see, but I didn't like her with Sunny at all. Her
I
and Sunny looked horrible together. I could have maybe bought her and Lorenzo, but her and Sonny were horrible together. And yes, the only part I liked, because she looked like a Michael Jackson psycho, was when she was going after Reese with a knife. That's the only part I liked.
Yeah, I didn't like her at all. I didn't like her at all.
You guys are rough, man.
And then I fell in love with Tamara after a while. I did like Sarah Brown. I did like Sarah Brown with him, but I thought Tamara did the best job with him.
You know what I love,
well,
Tamara?
I just... Because she's the original, that's why I pick her.
I like
her. You know
why
I love Tamara the most? I loved her in the whole face kidnapping of Sonny's children, and they thought Michael was dead in the ditch.
Yeah.
Those scenes in the police station looking at Michael's dead body in a ditch, even though it was fake, was heartbreaking to me. I sat there
and not only that, not only was Tamara great in that, she was great in that when she went in the boardroom and she took that bat. I said, get it, girl. She was fantastic.
She was
so good.
She was good.
And
I
her
loved
in the
her.
Panic room with Rick, that was awesome.
Yes.
When Rick had her locked up in the panic room.
Yep.
Which is now Patrick and Robin's house.
Well, I'm sorry to me. I think Laura Wright.
I didn't either.
It's probably like a glove, and
I love
for
Laura
me.
I love
Laura
Wright.
No, I love Laura
Wright.
I love her to death. I'm just saying I pretty much love all versions of Carly, though. You know how recasts are tough, and I'm at all of them except for the third one was pretty dead on.
Yeah, they were all good, except for the third one.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, give her a break. She's not on.
I don't even
you
remember her that much.
You got her kicked off, okay? You got her kicked off, so okay.
She was bad.
Carly probably put her phone on mute and is screaming at you all. But you can't hear it. Your phone's on mute.
Well, I did that. Thank you, and you know what? Thank you. They thank them for that advice. You know, they thought we'll be getting something very, very, very,
right.
very
Nobody's
nice.
Nobody's saying we don't like Laura Wright. We love her. I'm just saying.
I love Laura Wright.
You know,
they
that's
both,
like
you have to give credit where credit's due.
But you don't always have to go back and say, blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry. You know, Laura Wright has made the world her own.
Oh, she
you
has.
Know,
I really love Laura Wright.
Carly, you have to understand some of our point of view is because if someone were to come in and take over for Jason and Elizabeth, there's no way, no matter if it was 20 years down the road, that you would accept them as Jason or Elizabeth.
Okay, no one could ever come in and take for Steve Buchan and Rebecca. No, those are the only two people that can never be recasted ever.
But you can't say that, though, because you never know. Until
not?
Yeah. I mean, Carly is a recast. Laura Wright
yeah,
is.
Carly
but
is a recast.
The thing is, I think the difference is the... Carly, the original Carly and the Carly after that and the Carly, they never stayed. They was not, they didn't stay 20 years or
right,
13 years
right.
or 14
yeah.
or 20 years. Now, if the original Carly had stayed 10 years or more, we would have
yeah.
had a hard time for them to recast her. Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. It,
yep.
It's the
right,
point
Alva.
That
exactly.
they did not stay long. You know,
yeah,
and that's
know.
The point.
Laura Wright
that's why they were able
the
to recast.
Laura
what?
Wright pretty much has been there the same amount of time right now. What if she was fired tomorrow and recast?
Okay, you know
that
what,
would
Amanda?
Never happen. That can't happen.
Amanda, you know if that ever happened? If that ever happened, I would get on a fucking plane and kill whoever did that. So if that
well,
ever happened...
I would be really pissed, but I'm just saying.
No.
You know, there was a lot
okay.
of...
Okay,
I mean,
Amanda, I get it.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I think she could be recast.
Well, anybody could be recast. Whether we like them or not is another story. But what are we going to do when Johnny gets killed off?
Well, okay, you know, again.
Johnny. I don't love Johnny. I really don't.
Chrissy,
okay.
I'm with you. I'm with
I want to make another point about a recast. What
about Edward
was
recast? Yeah. What? I can't. I'm sorry.
No,
you guys
I didn't
are talking
hear
all at
that.
The same time.
The
I
character
hear.
Of Edward was recast a couple of years back, and everybody was going on.
It was
about
awful.
That.
Now,
my that was
John,
almost 20 years ago.
John Ingalls did a great job. John Ingalls
yeah,
did a
great
job.
Yeah, that was
almost 20
years.
That
was
no, when Heather was there the last time, when Heather Weber was there the last time and married Edward, it was not John Ingalls. It was that tall,
no.
skinny, lanky guy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. When they did that stupid Jed Allen thing, okay.
It was Jed Allen.
That was sick. That
yeah,
was sick.
Jed Allen did not fit that.
No, and so, John Ingalls, kill you on the line. John Ingalls, go over Dave and play Mickey Horton and sing. Hi, Mom. It was horrible. The whole time, well, they should have never done it. They were idiots.
Can I say something about Laura Wright? I love Laura Wright. I've watched her since she was on Loving. But the reason I can buy another Carly recast is because we're on our fourth. So it wouldn't be... We've seen four different people play the role, so it wouldn't be... As much as I love her... I've seen it in four different incarnations, so it wouldn't be that bad
right.
to me.
No, they could do it.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't
think I would be alive after making that decision by me. So if that ever came, whoever makes that decision, either die now because, I'm sorry.
Well, Carly, though, but we really, no matter what we say, we have no control over what the
okay.
powers
that
be.
Okay,
I'm just saying... You're looking at it from the perspective of it's. Look, Carly, we know you love her. Look, I do too, but is it believable? Jason, Sonny, and Liz can never, ever be recast till the end of time. I don't care.
I'm agreeing with you, Kel, but I'm saying if they made the bad decision of doing that a little right, they would not be alive, or they would not have a mouth ever again. Okay? to me.
Well, remember the redos of Liz when she was out sick? Oh, my God, that was terrible.
It was awful. It was terrible.
Yeah. But there, once again, it says you can never ever recast Rebecca Hoops. And I'm sorry, you can never recast Steve Burton. You can never recast... Carrie, who were we talking about?
Maria and Tony Geary.
Carrie, we were talking about another soap. About recasting...
Days of Our Lives?
No. Young and the Restless. Jeannie Cooper is one you can't recast. Susan Flannery on B&B. Your letters, your people, your anchors, you cannot recast.
Oh, even though Catherine was recasted for a couple of months.
Yeah, because she was sick. But
she was sick, but...
Just like Liz, we knew she was coming back when Rebecca had the meningitis. But I'm saying...
Right.
We accepted it because we knew it was for a minute. But if it was like last week, when I got irate when I heard people talking about recasting Steve Burton last week. I'm like,
oh,
you
I got
irate right
too.
Oh yeah, I don't want that.
Me either.
You can't recast Steve Burton.
The ladies, out of all the people we're talking about, isn't Sonny Maurice Bernard the only one that has never been recast, or the original of the character?
Well, isn't Steve Burton
the
original?
Rebecca is the original Liz.
He's original, and Jason is the original, too.
Original adult.
Yes, he is.
Original adult.
Original adult.
And Rebecca is the original Liz.
She hasn't been recast. She's never been recast. Somebody she had an immediate illness that they had to fill in. There's a difference.
I'm just saying we've seen different versions of their characters on the show.
But that doesn't count because, like I said, we didn't even grade it because we knew she was had a health crisis.
Yeah.
Right.
Like look what happened.
Now if they would have said this was a recast.
I heard
people saying, no, just kill her off.
That's right.
Because there's nobody can take Rebecca's place.
And let me take you a step further. Not only can't recast Rebecca Herbst, they created the friggin' role because Rebecca Herbst was so good. Okay,
yep.
They created a role for her. That's when you know you can't recast because they created Liz Webber for Rebecca Herbst because she blew them away.
Because originally she was up for Sarah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And she was so good that they put a role in for her, so I can put that one to bed.
Yeah, because when she went to audition to get Sarah's role, all of them was blonde, and that's what they wanted, a blonde. And she said to herself, oh, my God, I'm not going to get this role. Because everybody was sitting up in there was a blonde.
Right.
But when she did do her thing, and of course she didn't get it because that's not who they were looking for. But they called her back, and they gave Sarah a sister when Sarah didn't have a sister.
And look who outlived it. They meant to have Sarah, and look who has the staying power of 15-plus years is Elizabeth. Sarah is nowhere to be found, and Steve so look who stayed. Tony, you could never recast. I mean, you know, we all know the people you could never recast. Now, granted, like you, Carly, I love Laura Wright, but, just like Kimberly, did they ever? They can't recast Robin either. You will never recast him.
Yeah, they can't recast Robin. There's no way.
It's hard. It's hard because certain, like Carly, don't get mad at any of us because we all love and support Laura Wright. But it's just hard. Like Carly has been recast four times. The character of Emily Quatermain has been recast.
Right.
So it's just kind of hard that some characters can have that recast.
They recasted Woman Brady.
Incidentally, I can't stand it. Yeah, that's another thing too. Just because they recast it doesn't mean I cannot stand this version of Roman. Never did.
Oh, you mean with Ross Taylor?
Oh, I can't stand him.
Yeah.
I mean, it all depends on who they put in the role. And like I said, and the reason I warmed up to this version of Carly is because if I wasn't a Laura Wright fan, I probably wouldn't have warmed up to her as quickly as I did because I liked her from Guiding Light.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had already known her work.
I've known her since she was 15.
The reason
a lot of us never knew the previous work of a lot of the replacements. So,
And Josh Taylor, the stupid thing about Josh Taylor is he was on Days 30 years ago as a different character.
Yeah, exactly.
I love Josh. I think he is the best-looking older man I can think of.
He does nothing for me.
Yeah, I like him, too.
He does nothing for me.
Maybe it does.
No, I agree with the Roman character. He should have never been cast in that.
Oh, it's awful.
I just think it's weird because it's just a give-or-take game. Like, Lucky has been recast. Nicholas has been recast. Emily has been recast.
And Lucky, and let me tell you something, Jacob's version of Lucky was the worst.
Oh,
and
it's awful.
Oh,
and
awful.
Greg Vaughn.
Oh, my God, he's awful on B&B.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. I can't stand him as an actor, period. I've come to realize I hate him.
Either. I can't stand him either.
No, I agree with that. You know what? He was better on All My Children Playing They All than I believe he's on B&B.
Well, I like him better as J.R. He was better as J.R., but not on B&B.
And you know what's weird? Even though he originated the role, they had, I think it was Kyle Lauder in the role for a while, and now they're back to him.
I enjoy Kyle Lauder.
I like Kyle Lauder.
I did, too, and now they go back to him, and it just seems very strange because he looks so young.
And you know what? The thing was, for me, it's almost like what they did with Lucky. I'm not trying bring a hope to be in, but that's what I feel like they did with on B&B with Rick. I mean, and passed. Am I right, Carrie? Passed.
Because think about it. Now, if you know history, Rick was involved with Taylor. The character of Rick was sleeping with Taylor. Can you imagine this version of Rick sleeping with Taylor? That's gross.
No.
And you know what, Hope and Rick seem more close in age, but the Kyle Lauder one seemed like a couple of years more apart than, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's almost like they're going backwards. Their character matured with Kyle, and now they're going backwards with JR. Plus, I can't stand him as an actor.
What do you think, personally makes certain characters be able to be recast? Like, what do you think it is about the character that lets certain ones be perfectly recast? And even sometimes the recast better than the original.
Well, I think it depends with their storyline, how long they've been on, longevity, the connections they have on a show. I mean, for each character, there's probably different criteria for that.
Yeah.
Yep. I think it depends on the actor. If the actor's good, they can carry any part. You'll buy into them. But if they're
you know,
a sucky actor,
they're not. Just so you know, Liaison Radio, the other best radio show, starts in 3 minutes. So I'm just letting everyone know that.
Oh, my God.
I'm
going
to drop off the line to get ready for that. But you guys continue.
Okay.
Well, I mean, some of the names I was seeing to replace Jason, it wasn't that they were bad actors. It's just that you can't put them in the role of Jason Morgan. It's not that they're bad.
You're
it just doesn't fit.
To be honest, all I ever remember is Steve Burton in the role of Jason.
Because that's all he was since when they aged him. That's all he's been.
Yeah. So, I mean, so the... Oh, we have 90 seconds. That's nice, Blog Talk. You guys in this album, we will try.
Amanda, I'd like to thank you. That was very good that you brought it up like that
and
asked those questions because that gave us something to really think about and talk about.
Well,
Amanda, I like that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Amanda, are you calling into Liaison Radio too?
Yes. If my my reception doesn't go bad, yes, definitely.
Everyone should know the number by now, and and
I'm
just
heading
remember.
Out. I'm in her room. Bye, everyone. See you over
Silo,
there.
Bye.
So yeah, you guys. I'm headed out to call in for the radio. And we will see everyone next week, regular show, the 25th, Michael Damian is here, and the 27th is our three-year anniversary on the air for Daytime After Dark, and there might be surprises. So, yeah, talk to you guys there. Bye!
Bye-bye.
Bye.